With regard to withdrawal of concessional rate of taxation on dividend income under Section 115 BBD, following proposals have been announced. Section 115 BBD of ITA provides for a concessional rate of tax of 15% on the dividend income received by an Indian company from specified foreign company. It is proposed to provide that the provisions of Section 115 BBD of ITA shall not apply to any financial year beginning on or after the 1st of April 2022. This amendment will take effect from 1st of April 2022. Let's look at some of the phasing out exemptions under this proposed budget. Withdrawal of exemption under clauses 8, 8A, 8B and 9 of section 10 of ITA are as follows. Clause 8 of the section 10 of ITA provides for exemption to the income of an individual who is assigned duties in India in connection with any cooperative technical assistance programs and projects which are in accordance with an agreement entered by the central government and the government of a foreign state. Clause 8A of the section 10 of ITA provides for exemption on remuneration or fee received by a consultant directly or indirectly out of the funds made available to an international organization under a technical assistance grant agreement between the agency and the government of a foreign state. Clause 8B of Section 10 of ITA provides for exemption to an individual who is an employee of the consultant as referred to in Clause 8A of Section 10 of the ITA. Clause 9 of Section 10 of ITA provides for exemption to the income of family members of any individual or consultant as referred in Clause 8, Clause 8A and Clause 8B who accompanies such individual or consultant to India. The exemptions as provided under the above mentioned clauses have outlived their utility in the era of simplification of tax laws. Further, if under a tax treaty, India gets a right to tax a particular income and the other country is expected to then relieve double taxation by exemption or credit method, providing exemption by India amounts to surrender of the right of taxation by India in favor of the other country. Accordingly, it is proposed to withdraw the aforementioned exemptions with effect from 1st of April 2023. These amendments will take effect from 1st of April 2022. Let's look at some of the rationalization measures. The first point under this section is amendment in the provisions of Section 248 of ITA and insertion of new Section 239A of ITA. Currently, as per Section 248 of ITA, where under an agreement or arrangement, a person who has deducted tax on any income paid to non-resident other than interest, he may file appeal to the Commissioner of Appeals for a declaration that no tax was deductible on such income and to obtain a refund of the same. A taxpayer has no recourse to approach the assessing officer with such a request. It is proposed that a new Section 239A of ITA provides that such a person may file an application to assessing officer for refund of such tax deducted, and it is also proposed that if assessee not satisfied with order of assessing officer, then he can file appeal to Commissioner of Appeals. These amendments will take effect from 1st April 2022.